Vice President Humphrey still casting about for a formula which will portray him as the man ideally suited to bring peace in Vietnam, today made a proposal to the Soviet Union. He outlined it in Washington at a United Press International Conference of Publishers and Editors, and here's some of what he said.
For months, the Soviets have said they would take steps to build a lasting peace in Vietnam. That is to influence Hanoi. As soon as the United States stopped the bombing of North Vietnam. Now, I've said that I would take that risk for peace. But I've also said that our good faith must be matched by theirs. It's not a one-way street. The Soviet Union has major responsibility for seeing that Hanoi does not show bad faith. That they negotiate frankly now in Paris and forthrightly to bring an end to the war in Vietnam. And as soon as that bombing stops, with Hanoi's show of good faith, I will call upon the Soviets to show that they can also act for peace. And I repeat, they have the obligation to act for it now, immediately. Let them call upon Hanoi to start negotiating seriously. The nuclear age calls for new forms of diplomacy, less of ritual, and more conducive to frank and informal contacts. I think the old diplomacy gets us into the ruts of inaction. The new diplomacy must place us on higher ground. As president, I will ask the Soviet leaders to join with us in regularly scheduled annual meetings, working meetings at the highest level. Why? Because we share with the Soviet Union a special parallel responsibility conferred on us by our awesome power, a power that must be used for peace.